Blog Talk Radio.
Intelligence report. Mick, you there? Yeah. Welcome to the questionable intelligence report with Mike and Mike at the moment. Currently, there are no callers. It's just me, myself, and I, and my partners in crime are not here. Mickey is apparently a late son of a bitch, and our boy Lou is in Europe fatting it up with his wife. She's not fat, but he is. So he's going to do enough fatting for the both of them. So this is the show for today. There's really nothing for me to talk about with myself. I think I'm just going to masturbate on air for a good half hour, which I'm sure everyone will be absolutely thrilled to be a part of. So anybody who's listening, which is zero people, you are more than welcome to call in and give me ideas on what to masturbate about. Today I'm thinking along the lines of midgets, transvestite midgets, possibly. Transvestite midgets and transvestite midget hookers. Oh, this is so much fun. Anyway, let's see. There is an article on crack.com called Five Ridiculous Lies That Fooled the Whole World, and one of them is about a guy who fooled the wine connoisseur world by making by falsifying Thomas Jefferson wines, and he put these wines together and sold them for a whole shit fuck ton of money, and then he put them in on auction, and the guy he sold it to happened to be a guy who's got a lot of money, and this dude that initially sold them had a whole lot of different wines together and made basically a mixture. And all of the wine critics were salivating and beating themselves up and jumping up and down on themselves to get to this wine. And they loved it, which is crazy because it was false and bullshit. So that just goes to show me, at least, that the wine world is full of shit. Absolutely full of shit. Yeah, this is fun. It's a whole lot of fun being by myself. Hey, Pig, we'll just play some music until somebody calls in.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Jesus.
China, China, China.
Then I ran out, I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. And then the smoke got me, I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. I'm praying for my life. There were no other reports of injury.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, you're a
Hello.
I love it. It's just me talking about stupid shit. How is that different from every other show?
Because there's nobody to pretend that what I'm saying is funny.
Because there's usually two of us talking about stupid shit or three of us talking about stupid shit.
Well, at least with three of us talking about stupid shit, we're entertaining ourselves and there might be a chance that someone else could get entertained by that. I mean, it's happened
right.
before.
All right.
But me talking about stupid shit by myself, I don't even have a fake laugh track. I don't even have you being kind to me and being, Mike, you're so
good.
Funny.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point, yeah. No, I hear you. But listen, my office is open until 6, which means at 6 o'clock I have to then shut everything down.
I wonder if we can schedule the shows for 6:30. Is that easier?
Like I said, 6, I mean, 6 is fine if you don't mind me being like 2 minutes late. If it's going to be an issue.
Yeah, I mean, normally that's not a problem, but when Lou's not here, then it's just that, if I had remembered that you actually
right.
have a schedule, then I probably could have come up with something to BS about for a couple of minutes, but,
right.
you know, the show's on, and I'm like, where's Mickey? JV said he was going to call in, and he's fucking jerking himself off right now, so I'm sitting there going, oh, man, I'm lame.
I got nothing to say. I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit, but I do have a question. If we're gonna discuss times, is there any chance we could change Sunday and make it earlier, or is that not possible?
What do you got going on? It depends on how awesome your day is gonna be.
No, it's you're gonna mock me, but I'm gonna tell you anyway. I want to watch football at 1 o'clock.
Oh no, that's not as bad as that. I thought you were gonna go like try to stalk some chick or something. No, that's fine.
Oh no. So, yeah, I was going to say, if we could do the show at, like, 12 instead of 1.
What kind of football is on?
What?
What kind of football are you watching?
Americano football.
No, football jackass. I mean, who's playing the Jets?
The NFL starts this week.
Oh.
So, this week the Jets are playing. Well, the Jets play at 1 o'clock most weeks, but and for the most part, I like to have an appointment with my couch at 1 o'clock.
Yeah. So you can make sure it all aligns with your fantasy football?
Pretty much. Well, that has to be done by like 12:50, so that's why I was thinking if we do the show from 12 to 12:30, I can still keep up on everything between 12:30 and 1 o'clock. And I'll
you know, I didn't, I'd never before have, apparently fantasy football is becoming bigger because for the first time I'm getting like mass.
It's literally a billion-dollar industry.
I'm getting, like, group requests on Facebook to join people's fantasy football leagues, and I'm like, no. Why would I ever do that?
Yeah, see, I don't like
playing.
Can
you win money?
See, that's what I was going to say. It depends. Listen, I'm not trying to act like I'm some sort of, like, hot shot, but I have friends who are like, let's play in a league together, $20 a man. And I'm like, why am I going to waste my time and do a draft, and then pick lineups, and then change my lineup every week, and try to do all this stuff, and deal with assholes requesting trades every 5 seconds for fucking $20 a week. Like you're $20 a man, which, you know, if you win like $100 or $150. Like, okay, it's not worth my time. So, like,
right.
I used to play in, like, higher money leagues when I actually had money. Like, I played
See, that's why you don't have money now.
No, see, that's not why I don't have any money. I actually did pretty well. I had, I was in a $1,000 league once, and I turned that into, like, $3,000 or $4,000.
And where is that $3,000 or $4,000?
Well, it's not here now. This is, like, 5 years ago, motherfucker.
So what happened to that $3,000 or $4,000?
It went to furniture that's sitting in my parents' house as we speak.
Okay, well, that's at least an investment.
Yeah,
that's at least something that you can say that you paid for. As long as you didn't put it back into fantasy football, that's all I care about.
No, but I have put plenty of money into fantasy and gambling and all that stuff over the course of the last, you know, 15 years or whatever. But
you know what I don't miss at all, although I should because it was fun, is fantasy wrestling.
Oh. That was such a rip-off, though, if you think about how much money we actually spent on that, which was so ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it was, what was it, like, $10 a week at the most if you were doing, like, five leagues?
Yeah, yeah. But still, for, like, kids who, like,
it's still a lot of money. I mean, $40 a month on nothing.
Right, on nothing, yeah. Except
and the amount of time that I spent on that shit, like, trying to cut, because basically what you had to try to do is just to pick the... They had a list of moves that are just complete. They were outdated when we were playing.
They were, and it was basically trying to, like, outthink a computer system and other people.
Yes.
Because the computer would, like, randomly generate, like,
values
for
each It was semi-rat. Like, the high-value moves remained pretty high. It was rare that they would switch to a non-high-value move.
Right,
just,
right.
Like, put
it was
a high
generally
value
in, the same, in the same ballpark, yeah. So you kind of have to, like... play with it and try to figure out, okay, I think this is going to go up by 1 or 2 points, so I think this is going to go down by 1 or 2 points, so I'm not going to pay.
The saddest thing is that's actually the most solid and black and white accomplishment I've ever had in my life. Something that I actually put work into that paid off in a way, because I won.
Dude, I have 3 belts and 3 plaques from that, and I that's more than I've actually gotten from any sport, playing any sport in real life ever.
But that's what I'm saying. Even jobs that I've put time and effort into and never got promotions.
Right.
I mean, fantasy wrestling was something that I actually had a that actually paid off somehow. Like I
right,
won
exactly.
titles.
It's like a yeah, it's like a tangible thing. You can say, okay, I did that, right?
Which is really, really sad.
It's horribly sad. It really is.
And I mean, I put a massive amount. Like Armand and I started off doing that together.
Right.
And we'd sit there, and we'd strategize together, and we'd come up with... And then I realized, well, gee, I'm better at this by myself.
Yeah.
So then I started, like, I went and started doing it by myself. I mean, it was nice to have a partner to work all that shit with, but you know, I was better. So I realized I need to... Which is just horrible. It shows you how much loyalty I have. But I went off and did it by myself, and of course, I won titles that way.
Right.
Which is
and
really,
for anybody, for any of the non-listeners out there, you winning titles is, like, the most, like there are certain things that are tangible, and yes, I don't know if you physically have the bulletins that said you had titles, but, like, winning a title was, like, the greatest accomplishment ever, and yet it meant nothing at all at the same time.
No, I mean, it's not even something that you could walk out into the real world and say, hey, I
right.
did this. I mean, like, nobody cares. I mean,
right.
really,
not,
the fact
not,
is, it's not even the people that you beat really care that much. They're like, oh, I'll get
yeah.
it next week.
And it's certainly not moistening any vaginas.
No. It's not something that you can walk into a bar and be like, hey, you know the Imaginary Wrestling Association? I just won that shit last week.
Exactly. Hall of Fame,
I just won it 2 weeks in a row.
Yep. Drop your
with
panties.
With my carrot. Strategy. You know how it is, strategy.
Yeah, you know, using my brain. Yep.
Using the old brain.
Yep. I think
it would be great if they actually issued real belts for that. Like, I mean, like, real wrestling belts.
Well, I do have belts from when I finished in the Hall of Fame. Have you ever seen my belt?
Yeah, well, no, I haven't seen your belt. Is it actually wrestling belt size? Is it regulation
yeah,
size belt?
It fits around my waist, yes. I have 3 of them.
Oh, wait, no, but I'm saying is it oversized or is it just like a belt that holds your pants
not,
up?
It's not like, no, it's pretty oversized. Like, it's not like a Pierre Cardin belt. No, it's like a real, I'd say it's a real wrestling belt. There's no such thing as a real wrestling belt, but you know what I mean. It's like
so
oversized.
Is it the size of like one of the huge wrestling belts? Is it the big?
It's close.
The big faces, which
like,
which
let's
they actually
play.
Stole that. They stole that the design for wrestling belts from boxing belts.
Right. Yeah, I was just saying these look more like boxing belts. Actually, now that you mention it.
Yeah.
You know, I just had the most awesome idea. Can me, you, and Louie go out one night wearing my 3 belts?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Okay.
I think we should actually dress as luchadors when we do that.
We should wear masks and stuff.
Yeah, you could be Rey Mysterio Jr. or Junior Jr.
That would be kind of funny, actually. We should totally do that.
Yeah, I don't see why. I mean, honestly, at this point, like, none of us have anything to lose by going out to bars dressed ridiculously. I mean, I keep trying to convince you guys that. You know, like, why dress up for these
places?
Halloween's
right around the
corner. I mean, why dress up nice and, you know, have to go through the trouble of wearing nice clothes when you can just put on, like, a ridiculous costume and have a great time being retarded?
That's a good point.
We can body slam each other in the streets in White Plains.
All right, so you just want to have physical contact with us. I know where you're
Well,
coming.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I was headed.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, look.
I've got you in the, I don't know, figure four leg lock.
I've got you, I was thinking the same, I've got you in the figure four cock lock.
Yeah.
But this show wouldn't be the show if there wasn't a mention of homosexuality or rape, at least once.
Yeah, exactly.
At least once. I mean, you know, usually it's the whole show, but.
Right.
Oh, we got another caller.
Uh-oh.
Welcome
Hello?
To the Questionable Intelligence Report, person. Who are you?
I have my own theme
Who's
song.
This?
It's Jimmy. Jimmy Crack Corn.
Jimmy.
What up?
Jimmy.
What up? What up, Nick? You
What's
gotta
up?
Hear the smack. Mike keeps talking about you at the house, man.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, mad smack.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mad smack. Yo,
man.
What's up,
you
man?
Know,
you guys are talking about wrestling? What the fuck, bro?
We're actually not even talking about real wrestling. We're talking about fake imaginary wrestling.
Fantasy wrestling. Like, if there is not a
fantasy
worst category
wrestling,
of thing.
Yeah, actually, I used to play fantasy wrestling in the early 90s with Chris and fucking Poops. Puva and the Fushis. We actually did a fantasy.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
we used to do one. It was like in the mail. Like you used to get like results in the mail. Is that the same thing?
Nah,
you did?
We started with the mail, but then we said fuck that, and we implemented the D&D games, the D&D rules to it, and we had one where I drew one on a sketch pad. I drew a ring, and we'll come in with thumbtacks that'll signify where a wrestler is in the ring. Then you roll a die to see if your move is successful or not. It's pretty fun.
Okay.
That's actually even gayer than the shit that we did.
It's you're the one who wants to go out with your boys dressed in tight spandex and hug
Hell
each
yes.
other in a club
I
to
think,
club. And talk about me being gay.
No, it's we're not hugging each other. It's basically dry humping.
I've never had an excuse to bring my belt out in public. I feel like this could be a thing though. We should do this.
Nick, if you want to get
I wish you could
say
the same thing
home,
about
bro.
Your penis.
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
If you ever want to get laid, leave your belt at home, man. The same way we told Mike, do not go out with the blazer, do not go out with your belt. Women look at that and go, how old are you? And you spend your money on that, and you're not going to spend any on me. They're going to assume. Even if you're rich, they're going to assume that this motherfucker
no,
loves
but see,
his
that's
stuff
a,
so
that's
much.
A, see, you're totally getting it wrong here. We don't care what the girls think, which is why they're going to want to have sex with us. We're going to go out dressed so ridiculously, people are going to be like, oh, my God, they don't care about anything. They're nihilists, and we want their cocks desperately. That's what's going
to
happen.
Or you're going to have a bunch of geeks that happen to go out the same night as you and say, yo, these guys know what the hell they're doing. They're going to follow you around the whole night. Next thing you know, you're going into the bathroom, you're at the urinal, and your head's being smashed into the fucking wall, and you're being raped for having a belt on.
Cool,
still a more interesting night than what we usually do.
That's true. We had fun the other night.
I don't know what you're talking about. You had fun the other night. I actually had a somebody never speak to me again because the other night.
Who?
Wait, what?
These girls that were supposed to come out, the black girls,
oh,
they were.
Oh, right.
I was gonna try to hook you up with some black girls, mate. But they were across
yeah,
the street.
Somebody,
at,
I'm gonna have sex with mad long.
Mick will come in 3 seconds.
Didn't you just get arrested for that though?
No.
Mick's never been in jail.
Right.
You been in jail, Mick?
You know, I thought he got arrested for having sex with somebody underage.
I did not.
No, that's my Garvey's problem.
No, but
that's the Garvey problem. He loves young girls, man.
No, but all kidding aside, they were across the street at that bar and whatever fucking bar, the Brazen Fox?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were across the street at the Brazen Fox and they claimed that they were looking for me. And I was like, "How? I'm right outside. We're sitting on the street. Like,
right.
How could you mistake me? There's nobody else in front of the place except for me."
Right. They probably saw you and was like, this nigga's busted, and kept walking, man.
but then she said, we didn't see you. We're leaving. Don't invite me out again. I'm like, are you kidding me?
She said, don't invite you out again?
That's because she saw
you. I didn't do anything wrong.
Exactly.
Don't invite me out again?
You just wasn't her type.
She's already seen what I look like.
Oh, then
she probably saw Mick. That's what it was.
Yeah, Mick
pulls all the chicks, man. Mick pulls all the chicks. Every girl wants a penis that doesn't harm them in any way. Mick loves Mick. All the girls love Mick. They're like, oh, he's cute. He won't hurt me. They'll bring him in.
Yeah. I know. What can I say? I can't even say nothing. Like, that was hilarious. I have no comeback to that.
See, me, the only thing I got going for me is my theme song. When bitches see me, they hear my theme song.
Oh, man. I'm going to start using that. Hey, ladies, who wants a non-touching penis?
What up?
Like, you could go up to him and be like, listen, I look like a rapist, but my penis is totally non-threatening.
It's harmless, man. You barely can feel it again, you know? It'll tickle them.
Mickey Harmless Penis Chilella.
Oh,
good
my
God.
God, that's funny.
Can't believe
that's
it took this
shit.
Long to get you a good nickname like that.
That's kind of funny.
You guys should open up your show with my theme song.
What's your theme song?
Juicy Fruit. You remember Juicy Fruit? Juicy Fruit is gonna move you. You remember that song?
Yes.
It's an old song. Mine is the same song, except I changed the words. It goes like this. It goes, take a sniff, pull it out. The taste is going to move you once you pop it in your mouth. James's nuts are going to move you. It tastes like salt. It goes right through you. James's nuts, the taste is going to move you. You know, that'll be your opening theme song. Like, boom.
You know what, though? I can verify the truth of his song, because after he sang that, my bowels are moving.
See, it helps you loosen it up.
Yeah, there you go.
They taste like salt.
But Mick, seriously, let me tell you about this. You know what? Are we really going to debate the finer aspects of the tastes of James the Nuts? I mean, is that really what?
I just shout.
I mean, I guess it's better than imaginary
goes.
Wrestling. I guess it's better than that, but
it could be. It's a little more interesting than imaginary wrestling. It's a big saggy ball.
Yo, Jimmy,
you know?
why does your dog have a penis growing out of its elbow?
Oh no, that's a scab that I never got rid of, so it just stayed there. It's not a penis. It looks like gum.
It's just flapping around like a little doggy dick.
Yeah, it's a skin tag. Nah, well, I don't know what dog dick you've been looking at that look like little balloons or something, bro. You got some weird dog.
Well, it's just flopping around. It kind of looks like a little floppy penis, you know? And I know it does.
I don't know
look
what
like.
Penis you
I was
going to
say,
like,
everybody would know what a floppy penis looks like, Mike would.
Yeah, Mike would. Yeah,
true.
All those habitat volunteers. They volunteer, all right. They volunteer to get the
dog
back.
No, we don't mention the actual name of where I work on here, because it's not a good idea.
All right, cool. Then you don't work there.
That's right.
I work there. I work for
GM. I'm in front of Mike's office right now, as a matter of fact.
Are you?
I'm about to go hit the Spanish supermarket real quick.
No, Mick, let me tell you a bit about the amount of shit talk that we have for you here. This is what the shit talk about Mick is in this house.
Go ahead.
James goes, why don't you call up Mick and bring him over here so we can fuck?
No, I said, why don't you call up Mick and see if he wants to come over and fuck? See if he wants to come over and fuck.
Yes, exactly. Thank you for correcting me. It was very important that you did that.
So he says that, and
this is what happens. I go, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. And then I go in my room and lock the door.
Right.
And he's been locking his door since the first show that I talked on here.
Can you blame him? Yeah. I didn't even know that he's locking his door, dude.
Because I turned the knob just to see if it's locked, and it's locked. I'm like,
and what are you going to do if it's open? What if you turn the knob?
I'll go in there and lay down right next to him like I normally do.
Like I normally do.
Did. Normally
I'm not
did.
Sure.
I can't
okay.
do that.
His need to do that puts him in either one of two categories, and I'm not sure which one it is yet. He's either the guy that sees a big red button on a giant nuclear machine that says, do not press this button, and he presses it. He's
right.
Either that guy, or he's just a rapist.
I'll go with B. I just like to slide into warm
well,
chairs.
Well, you're
from
the horse's mouth. We're going with B. All right.
Yeah, yo, once in a while, you know, I spooned Mike. I only slept in Mike's room twice. Both times he didn't move. He just stayed on one side. I pressed up against him really nice. I slept for about maybe four, got up, went into my bed. Nobody knew. None the wiser. And it was a good thing.
Is that
thing.
Why my pillows smell like tacos?
Wait,
it is more like tacos.
Do we have time for James' cuddling story? Because that's the best story ever.
Which one?
James, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't. He
which
might
one?
As well just tell it. If it gets cut off, we'll just laugh
which
at him.
Which one? The one that I got certified in?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. That's a long one. Do you guys got time for that? That's a long story.
Yeah, we might not have time. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's a long one.
Let me tell the story. Since Lou's not here, now is a good time for me to tell the story of his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Because this is a sort of long story. I think we may have enough time for it.
Okay.
So I'm living in Florida with my ex, Betty, Puerto Rican girl.
Right.
We fly up to visit Louie, and he's living with this Welsh broad, this bitch had to be like 6'2".
Nice.
At least. And she was probably banging on 300 at least. Big
okay.
Fucking giant, loud, obnoxious blonde bitch.
Right.
So we go to this
bitch.
Yes, except blonde. And tall.
Well,
yeah, blonde and tall and foreign. Anyway, so we fly up and we decide to go down to Philly for this Halloween party with him and his beast of a girlfriend. She's fucking diabetic, which means she really shouldn't be drinking alcohol at all, and she doesn't know when to stop when she starts. So she's getting fucking hammered. She's getting
right. Hammered.
She, at one point, I'm like sitting down on the ground, and she grabs two girls under each meaty arm. And starts swinging them around by their necks and, like, ass bashes me in the face and bashes my head against the wall behind me.
Was she fucking
around?
She's
just, like, a fucking mess.
Girl.
No, she was just a... She's a fucking rhinoceros. She's
okay. Gigantic.
So, like, this is how the evening is going. Some fucking... She's acting like a maniac. Lou takes her downstairs and fucks her to try to get her to shut the fuck up because she's whining, complaining. So I guess he... I don't know how he manages to stand her up and fuck her. He must have had to climb her first. But then she comes back up, and she's all fucked up. She's drinking more. She's my girlfriend. Jesus.
The hell
my
was
girlfriend.
That?
All right, real quick. My girlfriend is with her. This bitch, Beth, she pisses herself, pisses all over her pants. She's a fucking mess. Finally, Lou goes, all right, that's it, we're leaving. I can't take your stupid drunken ass anymore. You won't stop drinking. Let's go. So on the way there, she starts flipping out. She left her insulin back at the house. So we have to go back and get it. As soon as we stop, she's, like, flipping out. She punches Betty in the face. She gets out of the car. Yeah, like, not on purpose. She's just, like, she's flailing
right. Needily. Yeah, yeah.
She gets out of the car, and she takes off. Like, I've never seen a creature that size move so fast. So we then have to try to chase her through the underbrush, which we look for this fucking urban elephant throughout the suburbs of Philly for like 3 hours at 4 o'clock in the morning. Three fucking hours. I'm looking for like, you know, trampled trees, hoof marks, whatever I can find to show her progress.
Giant floppy
footprint. No sign of her ass. We drive around looking for. We even ask like this gas station attendant. He goes, "Yeah, big drunken British bitch like was in here 5 minutes ago." No dice. So we wind up going back to the Philly house where she is not there, and we're just like, "Fuck it, we're going to sleep. I don't know what else to do." Meanwhile, we're like soaked. Rain is pouring down on us. Fuck it, we're done. 7 o'clock in the morning, the cops show up at the house with this bitch in tow. She's never been to this house before. Somehow she found a way to tell
the
cops where she
was. How the hell
does
she know where to go? Yeah.
She walks in. They're like, I believe this is yours. She walks in, walks to the back of the room, the end.
Wow,
the
that's
end.
An interesting story.
You know how she found you guys? Because she smelled pussy. That's how she found y'all motherfuckers.
Nice.
Well done.
Yeah, my plants are looking nice. I'm growing plants in the backyard, fellas. My green thumb is no longer brown. It's turning green now. I stopped sticking my thumb in dude's asses, and I'm sticking it in dirt.
Have fun with the rest of the show, because it's done.
The show's done? We're